Chapter 47. From his window, looking down over the driveway of the fire station, Jesse watched the arrival. The governor of the Commonwealth, his man Richard Kenfield, and three suits whose function Jesse did not know, got out of a trooper-driven limo and moved through the press of reporters toward Jesse's office. A big black Chevy Suburban parked behind the limo. No one got out. The governor stopped to talk with a gaggle of television reporters. Jesse couldn't hear what he said. Probably something forceful and positive. Then he and his cluster moved into the station and came to Jesse's office. The governor stuck out his hand. "Chief Stone," he said. "I'm Cabot Forbes." Jesse shook his hand. The governor looked around. Kenfield said, "The governor would like his staff with him. Is there a bigger room?" "Sure," Jesse said. They went down to the conference room. Jesse moved an empty pizza box off the table and gestured for the group to sit down. He sat at one end of the table, the governor stood at the other. He was tall, with close-cut gray hair and a thin face. "We're here to help," the governor said, "not to criticize." Jesse nodded. "But this case has dragged on long enough to become an embarrassment to the Commonwealth, and the people of the Commonwealth need to know that there's an end in sight." Jesse nodded. The governor paused, and when Jesse didn't say anything, he looked a little annoyed. "This is made more embarrassing because I count both Walton and Lori as personal friends," the governor said. Jesse nodded. "Is there progress?" the governor said. "Yes." "Do you have a suspect?" "Many," Jesse said. "Is an arrest imminent?" "No." "What do you need to bring this case to a close?" "Clues," Jesse said. "Are you being deliberately uncooperative, Chief Stone?" "No, sir. I'm listening attentively." "I'm especially concerned that Mrs. Weeks be treated with every consideration," the governor said. "This has been a nightmare for her, and she deserves closure." Jesse nodded. "For God's sake, Stone, I was at their wedding." "Really?" Jesse said. "When did they get married?" The governor looked at Kenfield. 1990, Kenfield said. "Where?" "Baltimore, wasn't it?" the governor said to Kenfield. Kenfield nodded. "At the Harbor Court," he said. "How'd they meet?" Jesse said. Again, the governor looked at Kenfield. "Oddly enough, through Walton's bodyguard," Kenfield said. "He introduced them."
"Lutz?" Jesse said.
"Yes," Kenfield said, "Conrad Lutz."
"How did he know Lori?"
Jesse said.
Both the governor and Kenfield shook their heads. "Let me remind you," the governor said, "that I am the chief executive of this state. I'm not going to be sidetracked. I came here in good faith to offer the complete resources of the Commonwealth to expedite this investigation."
"Thank you, sir," Jesse said.
"Stone," Forbes said, "can you cut out the yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir crap for 1 minute? Are you getting anywhere on this goddamn case or not?"
"I'm doing what I can, Governor," Jesse said. "And I'm pretty good at it. As soon as there's an arrest, I'll be in touch."
The governor reddened slightly and looked at Kenfield again. Then he said, "We'll hold you to that," and wheeled and walked out of the room. The staff hustled to pick up their notebooks and briefcases and followed him out.